Welcome to Virtually Analog, where we explore Board Game Arena and the ever-blurring line between board and video games. I'm your co-host, Lex.
I'm your other co-host, Shay.
And welcome to episode 50. We have a very special episode for you guys today. They said it couldn't be done. They said we'd never get to 50 with our very inconsistent release schedule. But here we are.
I think we said that.
Shut up. Nah. Yeah, by they, I meant me specifically. Yeah. And I can shove it. I think we're going to try like shoot for like every 10 or like 15 games or something like that. Right, Shay? Like we're going to.
Lex, I think whatever we decide on a schedule, God smites us down.
Yeah, that's fair. I think whenever we feel like it, yeah. Like whenever we feel like it's a good time to kind of look back and see all the game. I mean, 50 games that we've, I guess not 50 games. We're on episode 50. How many games do we have on here? Let's see. 39. So, you know, not that far off. That's crazy that we didn't, like, I don't know.
What were we doing for the rest of the show?
It was the Matt era.
It was covered a game, didn't you?
Not from Board Game Arena.
Oh, that's true.
We were doing like digital video games that were influenced by board games or whatever.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, it wasn't until you joined the show that we officially started doing Board Game Arena games. But yeah, so as you probably know if you listen to the show, after we talk about a game, we like to do we like to assign it a tier rank, and something we're not very good at doing is explaining what this tier rank system means. So, in case you didn't listen to our last re-rank episode where we went through all this, basically a tier rank is just kind of a silly thing that we like to do. It's a pretty common phenomenon on the internet where people like to kind of just categorize things based on how you know, good they are. There's various different like kind of buckets that people use, but you know, we have our tier ranking that you can actually see. I post it to our Discord whenever we upload a new episode, and so you can find our official list there. You can also, if you don't have Discord, you can email me. I can send it to you via email, and I'm sure we could probably post it on Twitter too. I probably should be better about that, but. Yeah, so
that
just
dumpster fire.
Yeah. Oh, it's not. I just dead named it, didn't I? It's the one thing it's the one thing you're allowed to dead name, right?
Encouraged.
Yeah. I'll start off with the top. So S tier games are amazing games that we would be down to play at any time. A tier are great games for almost all occasions. B tier is a good game that we'd be willing to play again in most circumstances. C tier is a decent game, but we wouldn't go out of our way to play it. D tier is we didn't like it, probably wouldn't ever play it again. And F is hated it, will never play again. So yeah, I think that kind of covers it. Shay, should we just go ahead and start from the bottom and work our way up?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sweet. All right, so we only have a single game in F tier.
In F tier is Steamworks.
Our only game that we hated enough to put in F tier. Shay, do you...
Just a garbage game.
Oh, man. It was... I feel like I've pushed this game out of my memory. This is the one where you're
this
like...
This
is
the... It's like... You build like contraptions.
Yeah, it's a steampunk theme. Contraptions. And you're making these contraptions. And it just didn't click for me at all, and
yeah,
just it wasn't no part of it was any fun at all.
No,
nothing.
Correct. That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't want to you know, beat a dead horse or you know, crap on this game that someone lovingly made.
I was gonna say
we tend not to do
that. Enough of that during the
episode.
Yeah,
we tend not to do that on the show because we're you know, we're pretty positive people, and you know, I feel bad when people who put their blood, sweat, and tears into these games, you know, put it on Board Game Arena for us to try, and you know, that always makes the game it gives it a boost, but it was not nearly enough in this case for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not moving that one, right? That's staying solidly in F.
That is correct.
Great. So the next tier is D tier. We didn't like it, probably wouldn't play again. We actually don't have any games in D tier yet. Like I said, we're pretty positive people. And besides,
I'd be willing to put Stone Age in there.
You think we should put Stone Age in D tier?
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
We'll wait till we get to the next tier. Sure. But yeah.
There's going to be games in D tier, I think. I think you're right. I think our tastes have kind of refined as we've been doing this podcast, and I think we can be a little bit more critical of some of these games. So, okay, so to go into our next tier, we're moving right along, is C. They're decent, but we won't go out of our way to play them. And at the bottom of this list, what do we got, Shay?
We have Pandemic at the bottom of this list.
Pandemic. Which is interesting. It's a very popular game, and I think it's kind of a hot take that we have it so far down our list. What do you think, Shay?
I don't know, man. I feel like it could go further.
Further down.
I honestly feel like Pandemic is very much good for a live game night,
yes,
and not very good for the way that we play board games 100%. On Board Game Arena.
100%. I think what really hurts it is it's just a game that plays really terribly asynchronously. And
yeah. Also bad with two players.
Yeah.
which is like 80% of the games that we play.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And like, I think like on top of that, there's just like such better options co-op nowadays, even on Board Game Arena. It used to be Pandemic was the game you went to because it was kind of like a revolutionary co-op experience that Matt Leacock kind of, you know, came out of left field with, and everybody wanted to try it because, you know, oh my gosh, it was a board game that you played together, like, and with a common goal. Like, nobody had really seen that too much before. But it definitely shows its age, I think. Yeah. Especially with all of the...
Also, it came out before 2020, so...
That's true.
Not a great
the optics. The optics of that is not great anymore.
optics. Yeah.
So you think we should bump it down to D?
I mean, that feels... It feels cruel, but...
It does feel cruel, but I think it's the right decision.
Right, exactly.
I don't enjoy my experiences playing this game on Board Game Arena. I think the game is fine in real life when you're like bringing in new players to play, like nobody who's really experienced a co-op game before, but I just have so many other games I'd rather play. So I think high D is where we'll end up sticking it.
I think Pandemic is a good game to teach your children.
Yeah.
These are the difficulties of getting along with the rest of the world.
Yeah, teaching them the importance of washing their hands. Okay. So this next one, Shay, is also going to be kind of a hot take. I think if we had a lot of listeners, we'd get a lot of pushback on this next one.
Yeah.
And maybe sometime in the future, this is going to like really, people are going to, once we
gonna sink the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to get big all of a sudden, and then people are going to listen to our backlog and come back to this and be like, what the heck? How could these people hate this game? What game am I talking about, Shay?
The game you're talking about, Lex, is, of course, Stone Age.
Stone Age. Once again, a very, very popular kind of early version of a worker placement, and people love the game because it's kind of a great entryway into worker placement. But as far as worker placements go, there's just such better options out there these days. And so, it just kind of suffers the same problem as Pandemic. It just hasn't, it's a classic in one regard. But it just doesn't hold up. Now, Shay, is it better or worse than Pandemic?
I would say it's better. I think it's better than Pandemic. What do you think, Lex?
Yeah. I think it is better than Pandemic. I'm fine with putting it above Pandemic. All right, so next up, this one surprised me. We were talking before the show. I was surprised to see this one as low as it was, but what's our next one?
This is weird.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem right to me. The next game that we have is Splendor.
Yeah, I feel like this one just kind of slipped through the crack. We talked about this game and we like put it on the tier list, and then like we just added a bunch of other games and it just kind of got pushed to the back, you know? Like right now we've been playing Splendor Duel and in preparation for talking about it on the podcast, and like, not to spoil that episode, but like, has that game gave you like a better or worse appreciation for Splendor? Or not at all?
If I remember correctly, Splendor Duel made me forget how to play Splendor. So,
yeah.
I don't know if that's a ringing endorsement for getting this game out of the C tier, but.
Yeah, I don't know about C tier, but I definitely don't think it's worth dropping out of D tier. If anything, I'd say it should move up on the C tier, especially now that Splendor Duel is out. I would almost always rather play Splendor Duel. But I think for an engine builder card tableau building game, like, this game's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty decent.
Yeah.
So let's move in.
Looking at the rest of the C tier, I would be comfortable moving it to the top of the C tier, right. I think.
Great. Well, yeah, that sounds good. All right. So the next game is, of course, I don't know why I said of course. Like, people should know.
Of course, everybody's been expecting this one.
So kind of
our fourth lowest C tier game.
Yeah, kind of in the same boat as Splendor. Like, I'm actually kind of surprised to see this one so low. Do you remember playing Welcome to Shay?
I do vaguely. That's the one where you have like literal white picket fences, right?
Yeah. You have these houses that you're filling in with numbers. And cars get flipped over, and you have.
Yep. This is where it belongs.
Okay. I'm fine with it. It's fine.
It's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad. Yeah. If the table wanted to play Welcome to, I would not spit in its face. But I think this is right.
Yeah. And this one's a rare one where it plays actually pretty good on Board Game Arena async and with a high player count, because every turn everybody's doing something. You're not waiting on a bunch of people all the time. It's a good one. It's solid.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's a solid C game.
Yeah.
Unlike this next one, I think we're crazy for this one, Shay. Shay, what's the next game?
I can't read. Is that Nova Luna?
It is Nova Luna here. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let me send you a bear.
So, when you say we're crazy on that, this is definitely one of the ones that you covered with Dan.
You're right. You're right. Shay, and I don't think you and I have played it yet, have we?
We have not.
All right. Well, that's an oversight on my part. I need to definitely get you to play this game, because I think this game's really, really good. It's really good. And I think you'd like it too. So I love Dan. Thanks. Special thanks to Dan for coming on the show. But I think maybe we rated it lower. I don't know. I think it deserves. I think we keep it where it is for now, and by the time we do our next re-rank, you and I can have played it and kind of more intelligently decide on where it should go. You cool with that?
We can certainly say that that's what's going to happen again.
I'm starting a game right now.
Well, while you do that, Lex, let me introduce the next game on our C tier list, which is Photosynthesis.
Yeah. Photosynthesis.
Do you remember that game?
I unfortunately do.
I think you didn't like this game because you lost every time that we played.
I am fine with losing games. I'm very bad at board games, and I lose all the time. So that doesn't usually make a big difference to me. I'm pretty used to that feeling. I just don't like how cutthroat this game is.
I do specifically remember having this conversation.
Not so much that like I can lose the game. It's the fact that like there are turns where, because I'm so bad at it, I literally couldn't do anything. And when a game has the possibility of that, I would be fine dropping this to D tier, to be honest. Like, it's okay if you don't want to, but I would say it should.
I will agree to put it at the bottom of the C tier.
That's fine. I can live with that.
I did very much like this game.
Yeah.
I think it ended up in C tier because I wanted to put it in B and you were like, let's put
it in F. Absolutely not. Yeah, we just kind of compromised. Like, why would you ever play Photosynthesis when you can play
Evergreen?
Evergreen, yes.
Oh. Yeah. No, I agree with you. You know what? Actually, you are convincing me. I'm okay if we drop Photosynthesis to the top of the D tier.
I think it's better than Stone Age and Pandemic. Like, I'm fine putting it above that.
Yeah. I think mechanically it's very sound. And so I think it belongs ahead of Stone Age and Pandemic.
All right, Shay, what's the next game?
Next game is Boop.
Boop. Period. It's crazy to me that Boop was next to Photosynthesis. I think Boop is awesome. I think that's an awesome game.
Boy. I actually think this is the inverse of Photosynthesis, where I wanted to put this game in D tier. And you were like, this is an S for sure.
I think it's because you kept losing to me on Boop.
No, man, no, that's not why.
It's a very cute game, and it's a very good game. I mean, what more? What more do you need?
I need it to be a good game.
It is a good game.
What I need it to be. It's a fine game.
Ugh.
We can leave it where it is. We're not going up.
Yeah. All right. I'm fine leaving it where it is. I'm looking at these games ahead of it, and yeah, I don't think it's better than the games ahead of it, so I think leaving it where it is fine.
Yeah. Lex, do you mind if I do the next two at the same time? Because I think they should flip-flop.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Wow, I'm actually surprised to hear you say that, but okay.
Yeah. I'll explain why in a second, but the next two games that we have are Hedara and Gnar. Hmm. The reason that I like Hedara ahead of Gnar, they're very, very, I guess, very similar tactically, I guess.
Yeah.
I have found myself wanting to play Hedara since we covered it and had like that honeymoon period where I played it several times. I haven't really had that feeling with Gnar since I like stopped playing it, you know?
Sure. I'm fine with that. I'm also, how does this hit you? What do you think about switching them and moving them up to B? The bottom of B.
Both of them?
I think so, yeah.
Are we taking Splendor with it?
No.
With him?
No.
Because we put Splendor at the top of C.
Yeah, but I don't think Splendor's better than Hedara and Gnar. I think both of those games are better.
I think that's fine.
All right. Here they go.
This next one is a shock to me.
Okay, so that's all the C games. We've moved some quite a few things around at the end of the episode. Well, I'll just actually kind of do a very quick recap for people who aren't really paying attention. But so the games we have for C.
I was gonna say we're halfway through now.
The game we have for C are Splendor, Boop, Nova Luna, Welcome To. The games we have for D are Photosynthesis, Stone Age, and Pandemic. And the game we have for F is Steamworks. So let's go into the B tier. These are good games that we'd be willing to play again. We just moved two up to B, which was Gnar and Hedara, so we can skip those. Shay, what's next on B?
Next, Lex, is the Shipwreck Arcana.
Yeah. What were we thinking here?
I don't know about that. this game is tough because it is so contingent on the group of people that you're playing it with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you gotta like be smart. And I'm not smart.
Right.
I'm not smart enough for it. I don't like games that make me feel stupid.
We move this one down?
Yeah, where in C tier does it go though? I think it goes between Nova Luna and Welcome To.
I'm fine with that, yeah.
All right. Great. Okay, next. This game we already kind of talked about for a second.
Yeah. The spiritual successor of Photosynthesis, Evergreen.
Yeah.
That's got to be a couple spots higher.
I agree.
I think probably...
Like right before?
I think probably ahead of Copenhagen.
Yeah, I was even maybe considering pushing it all the way up to above, just above Railroad Inc. But man, it's been a while since I've played Railroad Inc. I really need to play that game again. Are you cool?
Actually, you could convince me of Railroad Inc.
Yeah, just like right above Railroad Inc. Behind Living Forest. Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Next is Patchwork. Another game that I did not play, I don't think.
Yes. Okay, we'll leave this where it is, and I will start that one as well with you.
Not me ignoring two game table requests for Lex for 6 months. All right, next we have Forbidden Island.
Shay, I think we...
I was going to go down, huh?
I think it's going down to just above Pandemic.
Oh, that is... I don't know.
I think it suffers from the same problems Pandemic does.
Including its own competition, right? Haven't they kind of come out with a couple new versions of it?
Yeah, none of them
have
been...
a little bit more refined?
Yeah, and none of them have been put on Board Game Arena, which is kind of a bummer, but... I think that's where it goes.
Read me the D tier real quick.
The D tier is...
Top to bottom.
Photosynthesis, Stone Age, Forbidden Island, and Pandemic.
Yeah, no, that's right.
I think that sounds right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Next is Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Shay, I've been playing this game a lot recently with one of my buddies and one of his buddies. We've been playing three-player games. And we said we were going to keep playing this game until we beat my buddy Dan. And we've played maybe like 7 times in a row, and we've yet to beat him. Dan, shout out to Dan, superstar Copenhagen.
Second shout out to different Dan.
Different Dan. Yeah, different Dan. I know so many Dans, and I love them all. They're all great people. Yeah, I think Copenhagen's really fun. I don't know, Shay. I know that you and I haven't played it since we talked about it, probably.
I have actually played it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was one of the tournaments for Turn-Based Arena.
Oh, nice.
And
how'd you do?
I played one game, real bad. I did real bad.
Brutal.
All right, I finished fourth out of a 4-player game, it was not close.
Brutal. So does that affect your ranking of this game at all?
I think it's fine where it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be willing to move it up, but if you're not feeling that, then I think
it's fine. So we're going to... I would move it up, but only because there are a couple games ahead of it that I would move down.
Okay. Fair.
So...
Let's just leave it where it is now.
We'll talk about those in a minute.
Yeah, we'll talk about those. Okay, cool. All right, next up, what do we got? All right.
Next is Azul.
Is this one you were just talking about that you want to move to?
Not below Copenhagen. No, I think these two rise together.
Okay, great. Yeah. I think I agree with that. Yeah. Cool. I don't think. There's nothing else we need to.
Linked.
Yeah, they're both super solid abstract games that are beautiful to look at and fun to play asynchronously. I think they're good where they're at.
All right, next we have Just One.
Yeah.
Don't like that game.
Yeah, it's a great game, just not great for Board Game Arena. And really, like, that's what this whole show is about, right? Like, it's probably my favorite party game ever.
Uh-huh.
But Board Game Arena just really isn't built for party games, you know?
Yeah.
So where do you want to stick it?
So my thought was to put it... Does it go below Pandemic?
I disagree.
Where would you put it?
I'd probably put it like just in front of Shipwreck Arcana in C tier. like low C tier.
I'm not going to fight you on that.
Or maybe right behind Shipwreck Arcana. No, I think it's a better game than Shipwreck Arcana. But both of those games kind of suffer from the same issues, right? Where it's like you need the right people to play and they just don't play great on Board Game Arena.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. What do we got next? We're blazing through these.
Is this Railroad Inc? Is that next?
Yes, Railroad Inc. And
we're getting into a couple that I just can't read.
Tiny Box Game.
This is another one that I think should drop some spots here.
I disagree.
I think I'm going to slide it right after Copenhagen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Spots, not tiers.
Not tiers. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. We got Living Forest up next. I think that's right where it belongs.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, it's a good game.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
Not really. We're kind of in this like mid-tier section where it's just like, yeah, that game does nothing offensive, you know? I think Living Forest and Wingspan both, just to spoil the next one, Wingspan is next to it. And I think they both are just like inoffensive, like solid, like solidly good games. They don't need to go anywhere.
Yeah. But. Yeah, I agree.
Cool.
Next is Couple.
Yeah. Man, that's weird. Because we originally had that like an S tier game, didn't we?
I believe that's correct.
And then we thought we were playing a little bit too much favoritism, so we dropped it down.
Yeah.
It's still a really good game, though.
Do you want to slide that behind Copenhagen but ahead of Railroad Inc?
No, I don't.
No, you want to leave it there?
I'm
going to move it up?
What do you want to do? I almost want to move it up.
I honestly, Lex, I'm not going to fight you on anything on this game.
Have you played it since we last played it? We need to play that game again. Here comes another game invite. Because I played this recently with the designer who reached out to me and was like, hey, do you want to just play this game with me? I was like, hell yeah, I want to play it. And yeah, it's just so much fun. It's a good, like, you just never find like cooperative word game. And maybe it's like the novelty that's like really biasing me about it.
Is it that, Lex, or is it that the creator of the game reached out to you to play it recently?
I mean, that helps.
Are we getting biased again?
Yeah, probably.
That's fine. I think
it goes bottom of A. Are you cool with that? Bottom of A.
That's fine. All right.
Yeah. And hopefully it convinces other people to try it.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, hopefully it convinces other people to play it, because it's definitely worthy of people's time. So for the B tier games, they're good games that we'd be willing to play again. It's Wingspan, Living Forest, Evergreen, Azul, Copenhagen, Railroad Inc., Patchwork, Adara, and Gnar. C tier games that are decent, but we won't go out of our way to play it. It's Splendor, Boop, Nova Luna, Just One, Shipwreck Arcana, and Welcome 2. D tier games that we didn't like and probably won't ever play again is Photosynthesis, Stone Age, Forbidden Island, Pandemic. I own three out of the four of those games, which is funny. I actually used to own Photosynthesis as well, but sold it. And then F tier games is Steamworks. So we're getting into probably our biggest category here. We're just so positive. These A tier games. Let's go ahead, Shay. What do you think?
There's one I've picked out in this tier that is definitely dropping.
Oh, I'm excited to hear what that is.
You'll like it.
It's not Oasis for sure.
All right. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oasis New Hope, I think, is correct where it's at.
Yeah, I think bottom of A tier is fine by me.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Up next, Baron Park.
It's a good game. It's made even better because it's like one of the best implementations on Board Game Arena, with like the planning ahead phase. It's so good.
Now, Lex, I have to stop you there because I think that mechanic is what pushed it to its current spot,
and I think it stays because of it.
Right.
I don't think we.
Right. Yeah. No, I think it's fine where it is. Yeah. I'm just before you get carried away and say it should get moved up.
No,
four spots.
No, no, definitely not. No, I think it's fine where it's at. But it's great. Okay. It's a great game. Which is
next, Caper Europe.
Yeah.
I like this game a lot. You did not. I think it was because you lost.
No,
badly.
No, it's a good. Yep. It's a good game. I'm not good at it, and I can acknowledge that I'm not. But it's fine where it's at. I'm not gonna let you convince me to move it up any. But I think it's fine.
Not even ahead of the next one.
No, no, absolutely not ahead.
You hate that game.
No, what are you talking? I think you're misremembering. I love Spots.
All right. Next is Spots. I love this game.
Yeah, it's a great game.
I've won tournaments of this game.
Have you really?
On Board Game.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. I've won two Spots tournaments and I got second and third a couple of times.
That's really impressive considering how much randomness is involved with this game.
Yeah, dude. Remember there was a time where I sent you a screenshot. I was the 13th highest ranked Board Game Arena player of Spots in the world.
That's insane.
At one point.
That's insane. I think we should move the game up just for that. I think we put it right behind Ark Nova. I don't see a single game. Well, I see one game that's better than Spots in between that. I don't think you're going to agree with me on which game that is, but I think we put it right.
It sounds like we're talking about different games right now. So
I think we put Spots right behind Ark Nova.
Okay. We'll put it there for now.
All right.
And reevaluate.
Yeah.
As we get there.
All right. What's next, Jay?
I don't know. I can't read that one.
Oh, that's Burgle Bros.
Okay.
This one is next. Dropping, right?
Yes.
Far. This one's dropping far.
Yeah. It's still ahead of Forbidden Island because it's very similar in mechanical structure, but much better of a game, I would say.
Yeah.
Does that one fall all the way behind Copenhagen as well? Would you drop it lower than that?
Yeah, I think right behind... I think behind Gnar. I think bottom of B is where.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that we have Hidara and Gnar in there. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep. I think that's good where it's at. All right.
Next up is Earth.
I think we're at a standoff here on this one, aren't we?
Why? You want to get rid of it?
No, I love Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, you do too.
Why do you think I don't like Earth?
I don't know. For some reason, I thought you didn't like that game.
No, I like Earth.
Oh.
Earth is very, very fun for me.
We need to play that game more.
Right.
I haven't been starting games with you because I thought you hated that game.
No, I like Earth.
I think...
It's just I can't play it very well on my phone is the only problem.
It is hard.
I think... Yeah.
And I think that, like Ark Nova suffers from the same problem. And I'm probably... This is probably another unpopular opinion. I think that Earth is better than Ark Nova.
I mean, I've done better at Earth, so I would agree with you.
Let's move it up. Let's move it up past Ark Nova.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Next, another Tumblr.
Yeah.
Space.
Yeah.
I think this was influenced at the time by... I had a pretty meteoric rise in like two space-based tournaments and then just got absolutely demolished after that in every game that I've tried to play. Yeah. So I like it in terms of like mechanical ingenuity, but it's not good. It's certainly not good enough to be where it's at.
No,
on the tier list.
Definitely not. I would suggest low B, high C, somewhere in that range. Do you think that's too far of a fall?
No. I think I would put it right behind. I think I would put it ahead of Burgle Bros.
Yeah. I was thinking
but behind Hadara and Gnar.
That's exactly what I was thinking, actually. You read my mind.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right.
All right. Next, we got Sky Team.
Yeah, Sky Team's pretty good.
It really is.
It's pretty good.
I'm kind of better than. Do we put it between Earth and Arc Nova?
No. I don't think
it's better than Arc Nova.
No, I don't think so. I think we put it.
All right.
I think we leave it where it is. Honestly, like, I think there's an argument to be made that maybe it's better than Spots, but I think it's fine where it is. I'm not gonna die on that hill.
I think it's better than Spots.
All right, I'm gonna move it up.
I think it's better than Arc Nova too, but
I don't know if I'm willing to go that far.
All right. Speaking of, up next is Arc Nova.
Yeah. I think it should be where it's at. I think it's perfect right where it is.
You know, I think I would drop it one spot, actually.
Put Sky Team in front of it.
No. Put Arc Nova behind it.
I will not stand for it. You know what? No, I'm gonna save my veto for later, and I will concede on this one. I'm fine with putting Sky Team above it.
Lex, are you gonna try to bump It's a Wonderful World out of S tier again?
No, absolutely not. No, but I am saving my veto for later, and you'll see very soon why.
Is it the next one?
What's the next one, Shay?
The next one is A Feast for Odin.
Yeah. I think A Feast for Odin is perfect right where it's at. Oh, I know how bad you want to move it down, but I think it's just such a good game, Shay. I don't know if we...
You think A Feast for Odin is the ninth best game you've ever played?
I think it might be higher than that, especially with the...
Stop it.
Okay, Shay, we need to play the Norwegian expansion that just dropped in alpha.
Oh my god, okay. Board Game Arena.
Because that makes it like... I think once you and I play that a few times, I think there'll be arguments to be made to move it up to S tier. I don't think it's going to live in A tier for long. I'm gonna have
well,
you.
Well, it will because it's staying there for now, and we're not going to do another re-rank for until 2027.
Yeah. I think that I'm going to get you to come around on A Feast for Odin. That game's great.
I it's not that I dislike the game. I feel like, I mean, I like Earth more than I like A Feast for Odin. I like Sky Team more than I like A Feast for Odin.
That's crazy to me. Now, the Earth thing I understand, but Sky Team better than A Feast for Odin is wild to me. But, you know, it's fine.
All right. Next is Heat, Pedal to the Metal. I do think that it moves ahead of Regicide and the Crew.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, into S tier.
Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's gonna do it for A tier. I'm just gonna do the rankings one more time. A tier is great games for almost all occasions, and that is A Feast for Odin, Earth, Sky Team, Arc Nova, Spots. What?
Feast for Odin is the ninth best game we've played. Insane.
It is. Let me start over. let me say it again to really, you know, drill it into your head. Our A tier games, which are great games for almost all occasion, are A Feast for Odin, Earth, Sky Team, Arc Nova, Spots, Caper Europe, Baron Park, Oasis New Hope, and Couple. Our B tier games are Wingspan, Living Forest, Evergreen, Azul, Copenhagen, Railroad Inc., Patchwork, Hadara, Gnar, Space Base, and Burgle Bros. Our C tier games are Splendor, Boop, Nova Luna, Just One, Shipwreck Arcana, and Welcome To. Our D tier games are Photosynthesis, Stone Age, Forbidden Island, Pandemic, and our F tier game is Steamworks. So this is it, Shay. We're on our final tier list, the S tier games, the cream of the crop. Go ahead.
All right. First up, we have The Crew. The Search for Planet Not
Yes.
X?
No, Nine? Planet Nine. Yes. And Shay, hear me out here, okay? I think we have the opportunity here to do something very, very silly. I think we should bookend this entire tier list with The Crew. I think we do The Crew, Search for Planet Nine at the bottom of F tier. And we do The Crew, Mission Deep Sea at the top of S tier. And just let everyone know how quirky and zany we are. I think that's what we do. No, I'm kidding, obviously. I don't know. I don't know if the original Crew is an S tier game. I remember us like splitting these up and like being like, oh, this is a problem for future us. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, Sean? Let's drop it down to the top of A tier. Yeah. Just so we don't have the feast for Odin
no.
at the top of A tier. Man, I do think it does need to drop a little bit further than that.
Yeah. I think like almost, man, I think it behind Baron Park. Is that too far?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Up next is Regicide.
Yeah, I think it stays where it's at, right?
Yeah.
Looking at the other games on this list.
Yep. Believe totally that fine. Is the I think we nailed it the first time we put it on the tier list.
Yep. Perfection.
And
perfection.
Yep. Yep. All right. So we have the Heat, Pedal to the Metal next. Obviously, we talked about that one already. Ahead of that is None Shall Pass.
Do we have a couple situation here, Shay?
I gotta say, I really do like this game. It has been tainted by the number of people who have yelled at me for not doing what they would have done with the dice.
Oh man, you're playing this game with randos, and Shay.
I am.
Don't play.
I am, man.
Don't play this game with randos.
The best player count. Best player count is.
Is four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I think it's got to drop to A.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
I think you're right. It's still a very good game.
Yeah.
I would put it like between
Sky Team, maybe. Between Caper and Baron Park, does that sound good?
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking between Ark Nova and Spots, but I'm good with anywhere in that range. So let's do between Caper and Baron Park. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Shay.
All right. Next, It's a Wonderful World.
Let's just do the next one with it, right?
Sure. It's a Wonderful Kingdom as well.
They're basically the same game, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shay, honestly, I think we leave them where they are at. I think we nailed this one, these two in one as well.
Is it? Where are you trying to spend your veto here, Lex?
Oh, I spent it on A Feast for Odin.
Okay.
I wouldn't let you move A Feast for Odin, and that's where I spent my veto.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think this is correct. I think It's a Wonderful Kingdom. Man, I prefer the theme of It's a Wonderful World over It's a Wonderful Kingdom. I'm so sick of medieval games.
Sure.
Just because entertainment has advanced beyond board games doesn't mean that we need to create every board game based in the Middle Ages. Ironically, that's our next game is as well. But yeah, I think It's a Wonderful Kingdom is I think it's better than It's a Wonderful World, but both games are very, very good, and I would be willing to play either one.
It's almost like if I could stack them, if we could just make them equal, I would, honestly. Like, I think right. that, and it's not because they're the same game. I'm joking. Like, they're very, very different in, like, the best possible ways. And I think the pros of each one weigh about the same as the cons of the other. And it's like, it's really weird that, like, both of these games are so equal and so different.
Yeah.
It's I think they're fine where they're at.
So. All right. Next, Lex, The Castles of Burgundy.
I think.
Does that go up?
I think we move it up. Yeah.
I think so.
This goes up to the top.
Yeah.
It's just the perfect game. Almost. It's about as close to the perfect game as you can get, honestly. I have played this game so much on Board Game Arena, and I never ever get sick of it. It's easily in my top 10 games of all time.
Even though he's still searching for his first win.
yeah. It's good, man. And I will say, like, if you play this game with randos, you're just asking to get slaughtered. There are people on this website who are so good at this game. It's unreal. And you know, you're gonna get curb stomped, and you're gonna love every second of it. That's what's crazy about that game. It's like it's fun even when you're losing horribly. So
the B and BDSM stands for board game.
Yeah. All right.
Let's just close to Virtually Analog After Dark.
That's gonna be
if I had waited 2 minutes to make that joke, it could have stayed in the episode.
Yeah. All right. We got one more game to talk about here, Shay. What is it?
Yeah, the last game, our former number one champ, The Crew, Mission Deep Sea.
Yeah.
I believe it stays where it's now at in number two.
I could not agree more with you. I think we nailed it, honestly. I'm going to read these one more time and just let me know if anything jumps out at you as being wrong. But I think, you know, this is about as good as it gets as far as tier ranking the games we've played so far. So for the last time tonight, here are all of the games that we have reviewed for Virtually Analog. Thank you, everybody, for listening, who has listened to all of our episodes. It's been so much fun to do, and we'll continue to do it. And I'm excited for the next, 38 games or something like that? Some weird number like that. But the S tier games are The Castles of Burgundy, The Crew, Mission Deep Sea, It's a Wonderful Kingdom, It's a Wonderful World, Heat, and Regicide. The A tier games are A Feast for Odin, Earth, Sky Team, Ark Nova, Spots, Caper Europe, None Shall Pass, Baron Park, The Crew, Oasis, New Hope, and Couple. The B tier games are Wingspan, Living Forest, Evergreen, Azul, Copenhagen, Railroad Inc., Patchwork, Hadara, Gnar, Space Base, and Burgle Bros. The C tier games are Splendor, Boop, Nova Luna, Just One, Shipwreck Arcana, Welcome 2. The D tier games are Photosynthesis, Stone Age, Forbidden Island, and Pandemic. And the F tier game remains to be the only one, Steamworks.
So. We have to play a bad one at some point, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
In like 30 years.
Yeah. It's just like so hard. Like, obviously, you can tell by our release schedule, it's like hard to stay motivated to keep recording these episodes. And it's like even worse if I know we're going to cover a bad game. You know, it's like I just want to play fun games, and I want to play them with you to talk about fun games, right? So that's why I have people. I've had people complain that we don't ever talk about bad games, and it's like, why would we put ourselves through that just for their entertainment?
Right? There's how many games on Board Game Arena?
Yeah, and they don't pay us for this.
We're putting it off. We're putting it off as long as we can.
Yeah. If we made money from this, I'd be willing to subject myself to this, the terrible games on this platform. But all right, so that's pretty much going to do it for us. Join us next time as we talk about a huge game that just came to BGA, the game Terraforming Mars. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you guys next time.